It's a chilly afternoon at Oak Mountain State Park, but the cold isn't keeping the kids inside. To watch them ride their bikes and play tag, you'd have no idea what these kids have been through until you look up to where they live. This is Camper Park B, home to FEMA trailers that house more than 100 evacuees from Hurricane Katrina. The campers are small, and the children who live here spill out onto the dirt paths that make up their makeshift neighborhood. Parents like Douglas Rhodes and Christy, she doesn't want to use her last name, watch on. They say the adjustment to life in Alabama has been tough.
First you cry, and then you just try and make the best out of it.
Yeah, I mean, the little kids, like, and instead of being at home, you have a set schedule and you have structure and everything, but now you're living in a state park in a camper. You can't stay inside all the time because the campers are so small and the kids are just going to go stir crazy.
Even Evan, being four, he woke up the other morning crying. He wanted to go home. I mean, we left his parakeet back and his rabbit back.
All children cope with trauma differently, but the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration says young kids like Evan can often regress, asking to be fed or dressed and wetting their beds. Older school-aged kids may cope with anxiety and fear by acting out, abandoning regular chores and schoolwork, competing for attention, or becoming withdrawn. After a disaster, school is often a welcome diversion. More than reading, math, and recess, it's a source of stability, an emotional anchor. The parents and grandparents at Oak Mountain say the Shelby County school system has been welcoming to their kids. Maybe too welcoming, says one grandmother. Catherine Manassas says the students and teachers at her 11-year-old granddaughter Brittany School have tried so hard to be sensitive to what are, no doubt, painful memories for Brittany. But no one has asked Brittany what she went through back in St. Bernard Parish or how she's feeling about it today. That's exactly what young hurricane victims need, says Red Cross volunteer Lisa Taylor, a chance to sort through the devastation of the last few months and make sense of it all.
I do think that it is a major adjustment for the school children in terms of your peer and your social support, your social network when you're in school or all your friends. And these kids have been uprooted in that way too.
I know some of the kids have made fun of the children because now we live in campers and they have houses, so.
Christy, we heard from her earlier, has two kids in addition to four-year-old Evan. Her oldest is having a particularly hard time.
Some kids handle it differently, like my 14-year-old Attell and Mason, which is a little boy here. It bothers him when he's told, you live in a camper, you don't have a house, you know. Crow things like that, you know, when you go into school and, you know, we lost everything. Mason doesn't do too well with people making fun of him, saying, telling him he's homeless.
The National Alliance on Mental Illness cautions that oftentimes parents miss the signs that a child needs help. Getting settled with new jobs, new homes, and new lives can be all-consuming, particularly when parents are dealing with their own trauma, like Christy. When her four-year-old Evan had a cold a month or so back, she tracked down her old family doctor from New Orleans for a phone consult. He reassured her that Evan would be fine and comforted her. Just recently, though, Christy found out that the doctor hung himself.
I was in the store with my mom, and my girlfriend called me. She says, Christy, you never believe it. Dr. Treadway hung himself. He couldn't handle it. You never know. You never know.
Christy wipes her eyes, composes herself, and looks back to her son, Evan, who's busy roughhousing with the little boys in the park. For now, Christy and other parents like her will have to continue leaning on the schools and other support groups for their children. The state's mental health office is working with UAB to put together special programming to reach out to evacuees enrolled in Alabama's public schools. Their success depends in part on whether they get the grants necessary to fund the outreach. For WBHM, I'm Raleigh Elizabeth Smith.